Now,
you.
It is the most exciting time of my broadcasting career now, because the time has come to find out what happened when I was granted an audience earlier this week with the one and the only Dame Shirley Bassey.
Down, hurt me when I'm sad. Take my eyes to look around, take my ears and listen to the stars. This is what you are. Knock me down, knock me out, make me feel shy. But when you hold me in your arms, I can just forgive the tears I cried. This is what you are. This is what you are. Write your number on my wall, it's all you've got to do. Carve your shadow on my soul, even when you break my heart in two. This is what you are. La la. Feel shy, but when you hold me in your arms, I can just forget the tears I've cried. This is what you are. La la la. This is what you are. La la la. This is what you are.
That's the track from the legendary new album by Dame Shirley Bassey. And I'm delighted to say I'm with the legend here now. Dame Shirley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome back to BBC Radio Wales.
Thank you. Thank you.
60 years in the business. Could you see this coming?
61.
61.
I've got to get that one in.
They're the important ones.
No. How could anybody foresee that, you know, starting off at 16? You know, I never thought I'd be in show business into my 20s. You know, it was one of those incredible, magical stories that happened, you know. And it was my destiny, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah? And this new album is a celebration of everything, I suppose, for the last 60 years.
Wonderful. And also all the songs I wanted to sing when I heard them, you know, I fell in love with them, and I was still in love with them all these years later, you know, and I got to do them. And it was fantastic.
I mean, there's some songs on the album, like It Was a Very Good Year, that you've deliberately not recorded until now.
Well, because I couldn't. It was too young, you know. I felt I'm at the right age now to do it.
You're still too young.
Thank you.
What about the one I have to bring you up? You know, I have to talk to you about this one, because being our most famous Welsh person, An English man in New York. How did you bring yourself to record that one?
I don't know. I suppose because I couldn't say I'm a Welsh woman in New York. I love that from the first time I heard Sting do it. And I loved it. And I thought, why can't I sing that? You know, years ago you couldn't.
Yeah.
They'd say, oh, no, you're a woman, you can't sing that. I'm an English man in New York. You know? But now, you know, anything goes.
Absolutely. And this album with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as well. I was chatting to your conductor earlier.
Yes.
It is a massive project, as it's been, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been. Ugh. It was 3 weeks of rehearsing for it. Not every day, but like three days a week for 3 weeks. And then recording every day for how long did it take? 5 days, 5-6 days to do the album.
Are you still hypercritical when you kind of listen back to yourself, or can you relax a little bit more now?
No, I can't. Why didn't I do that? You know.
But I mean, if you heard this album, it's pretty perfect. You must be very happy with the end result.
I am. I really am happy because I chose all the songs. So I think it's the first time I have chosen every song on an album.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
With no kind of, you just sat down with a pen and paper and went, I want to sing this.
I want to do this. Because normally, you know, the last album was great because they had all the different writers write something for me. You know, and before that, the recording companies always had an idea of the album, what kind of album they wanted. So I had a say, but not like this album, where I got complete control.
I have to talk about one thing, Goldfinger. You say you've sung two wrong notes for the last 50 years, and I want to know where those two wrong notes are.
Everybody's going to be listening for those two wrong notes of the original. Well, for me, they always sounded wrong. And I could never get it right in my head. Although, you know, my musical directors through the years said, no, there's nothing wrong with it. But I think it was probably me. It was in my head. And now that my voice, we've lowered the song, you know, and I can't hear those wrong notes anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. It just feels
so
right.
It feels so right. So I'm so glad we got to do it again.
I want to talk as well about Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, because I've always imagined you, you know, showered in diamonds.
Yes.
Paloma Faith sang it with you on the album.
Great.
How did that come about?
Well, we met after her show in Monte Carlo, and we got on very well, like we'd known each other for years.
All your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the record company asked her if she would like to do a duet with me. And she said, oh, yes, definitely. So they said Diamonds
Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Girl's Best Friend. Yeah. So they got to say, they got one of their songs in it.
Absolutely. But you got the glamour of Marilyn Monroe anyway, so that's fine.
Wonderful.
It was
wonderful doing the duet with her. She is so natural. I love her. You know.
Well, we've talked about it. We listen to it now, if that's okay.
Yes, yes.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Tell him, Shirley.
A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat.